Here's Mary on the line. Morning to you, Mary.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good
Stephen,
stuff. What have you got for us?
Well, Stephen, you mentioned in your program yesterday that you'd visited the new Titanic Centre. It was incredible.
It was incredible.
I was blown away.
Absolutely blown away by it.
Okay, well, I'm inviting you to come to Kilkeel. This is the morning to be blown away with our incredible Mourne Mountains, which were yesterday covered with a sprinkling of snow. When did you last visit Kilkeel, Stephen?
Kilkeel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been to Kilkeel in my life.
Well, that's an absolute disgrace. So I'm challenging you to come and visit Kilkeel, see the Mournes, promote Mournes as a tourism
Absolutely
destination.
Absolutely not. People walk up the Mournes, don't they?
Yes, you don't have to walk. You can drive, you can cycle, you can photograph it, you can stand on the road.
I would need a buggy to try to bring me up it.
That would be fine. We could arrange all that, Stephen. I'm afraid the impression given is that the only tourism areas in Northern Ireland are the Titanic Quarter and the Giant's Causeway, and that's not true. We also need the visitors from the cruise ships to be directed in to my area. So I'm challenging you to come and visit me. See what Kilkeel has to offer.
Mary, I don't think I'm that influential. I don't think you should worry whether I'm there or not.
No, Stephen. I know you're influential, Stephen. I listen to you day and daily. I'd like you to come and see our harbour, our Nautilus Centre museum.
What's dripping out of you this morning is a little bit of sour grapes in that you think that Belfast and the Titanic project is getting too much prominence.
No, that's not true. I have a small old-fashioned sweet shop, Stephen, and I sell the Titanic souvenirs in it. The only problem is when I rang the Belfast Welcome Centre, they couldn't send me a programme, like a flyer, off the three-week festival. I got a book. So I would like, as I sell a souvenir, be it a little ship or a poster or a tea towel, to let the people know, here's your three-week opportunity, especially if you're a caravaner visiting our area.
Caravaner.
There's caravaners already. You could go and see that. Not everybody has a computer to buy an online ticket for the Titanic experience.
It's a fight on for tourists now, isn't it?
Well, I think it has to be, Stephen, because in our area with things that are not as good economically, like the construction industry and the fishing, tourism is our one aspect that we can naturally promote if we get up and do it.
I'm seriously actually not winding you up. I wouldn't have a remote idea how to even get to Kilkeel.
Well, Stephen, I will help you that. You know GPS, you've heard of it?
Kilkeel?
Yeah. You know where Newcastle is, Stephen?
Oh, yes, I used to go down there and play the slot
machines.
Well,
you see, this is part of
where Newcastle
trouble.
Is.
Golf's
yes.
in Newcastle. Some people don't get past Newcastle.
I used to play the Tuppney Nudger down there.
Yes, I know. You haven't already got past. There's a road around the coast, beautiful, comes to Annagh Long, comes to Glasdrumming, comes to Ballymartin, eventually comes to Kilkeel. Only 10 miles apart. So, it's absolutely...
And what's in it?
You could bring your mother with you, Stephen.
I'd maybe send her down there for a couple of weeks.
Well,
it's far enough.
There's lots of lovely places you could stay.
Like where?
And eat.
What is there to do, seriously? In Kilkeel, what is there to do?
In Kilkeel, what's to do? Lots. We have our working harbour, a maritime museum, which is free, and that promotes the history of the... fishing families. Some of the fishing industry isn't as it was years ago. There's a new cafe opening tomorrow, a craft cafe with crafts on
new
for
cafe.
Children. There's lots of things, unique shops.
Here's the score though, Mary. Here's the score.
Mm-hmm.
You're blown out of the water now by a £90 million project.
That's
the score.
I'm not impressed by a £90 million project. If we would even get the £9 million down in Kilkeel, we'd be happy. I mean, we feel we're hard done by sometimes. We get the last bit of the pot, the dregs of the pot. So we're going to be up and fight. Margaret Ritchie's our MP, and we're going to be up and fight for
Margaret
our
Ritchie.
Team. We have to.
I haven't spoken to Margaret in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a tourism meeting recently in Hilltown, and we're going to fight for our area because we have the natural. We don't have to have £90 million spent in building the Mournes.
Stop slapping the Titanic project down now. Embrace it. Say it's wonderful.
I'm not
be starting to play one part of Northern Ireland off against the other.
No, I'm not running them off. Sure, there's also Fermanagh, the Lakeland area of Fermanagh. We need a fair spread of the tourism bent all over Northern Ireland.
It's going to be very difficult, Mary. I'll tell you now, any tourist that comes to Northern Ireland and they're wanting and they're asking what is there to do in Northern Ireland, that Titanic project's going to be at the very top of the list.
Of course it is. Through Belfast, the capital city, that's our problem, but we have to get our way around that problem, Stephen. Our small town centres are at risk